Good communication is the lifeblood of a successful marriage. So what happens when married couples don't talk anymore? Well, when you enter a restaurant, I'm sure you've seen this, you can almost instantly pinpoint which are the married couples, especially those that have been together for a longer time, because they are highly possible remaining silent, each probably looking at their phone,and not really having much contact or speaking with each other.
Or they could be on a blind date.
Well, if you're on a blind date, you're trying to... But these people can see. They're not visually challenged, Liming. So yes. Oh, I just realized that was a joke, possibly. Oh, I'm sorry for realizing that so late. I'm sorry, Liming.
Okay.
Nyoholian. So is this a common phenomenon?Are married couples just not that talkative anymore, or they simply just speak so less?
Well, sadly, we don't have a figure proving that how many people are not talking after getting married. But we do have the figure, according to Ministry of Civil Affairs, from 2002 to 2016, the number of divorces in China soared from 14 consecutive years, and the divorce rate in 2002 was less than 1%, and now, well, actually, in 2016, it's 3% already.
It's only 3%?
Yes.
Well, I was under the impression that half
50%
of the couples who get married end up divorced. But 3%, that's a good figure, I take it.
Yeah, but it's possible that the remaining 47% of marriage you think that are broken are not broken, but they're just simply not talking to each other anymore.
I don't know about what's happening in other people's families, but, well, at least in my family, that's not the case. I mean, my wife and I still talk. And yes,
that's all.
It seems that when we just met, we yes, I see you laughing there because that mispronunciation thing. Yes, when we first met, all we do was talk. I mean, both of us got sore throat from talking too much.
Oh,
and
my God.
Until this day, we talk about what's happening in the office. We talk about what's happening at her school, and we always find topics to share our opinions on.
Well, yeah. That's great, Liming. That is certainly the ideal situation that I think people that are not married, like myself, and you hear these good stories and you feel, wow, that bolsters my faith in marriage to some extent. But also, you read this in social media and you hear this from other people's stories as well as, yeah, Liming, in the beginning, everything's great. Two chatterboxes, you found each other and then you can't stop talking, communicating with each other. And then, as years go by, and you guys tied the knot. That's also great. But then, chatterboxes turn into two set of skeletons sometimes when there's just very little verbal communication. And is that necessarily a bad thing?
Well, if the case with my friend is any reference, then I say it's not necessarily a good thing, because my friend once complained to me that he's gotten to know this girl so well and her him so well that whatever they say, one of them said, the other one could finish the other one the other one's sentence, and they certainly felt bored. And I think that may apply to a lot of marriages, and I don't think that's healthy. Because for me and my wife, we do make it our task to share our opinions on what's happening in our lives. And also we spend time reading about news, reading about what's going on in the world, and we try and share our opinions on that too. I think that's helped us grow in the sense that we train our minds, train our way of thinking and analyzing the situation and gather more information. So that's very helpful, actually.
Yeah, and also, I think it's possible it's not necessarily a bad thing. When you know the other party so well, you understand he's or her thinking, you are able to anticipate her way of actually dealing with things, you guys don't really need to talk, but you still want to talk in certain occasions. So you can talk and communicate when you want to. And when you don't really need to, you can just sit together, read a book, write some articles, surf on the internet, and after maybe half an hour, exchange a happy and comfortable, cozy eye signal. And that's very nice. And I've heard the story of a very happy couple. I'm not going to say old, but they've been married for a really long time. And they live in a very big house. I think it's a two-stair house. So they have their own bedrooms and own reading rooms.
I envy them.
Yeah, so in weekends, what they do is actually occupying two different rooms, read or write or watch a TV show, not together. And then maybe after 1 or 2 hours, they will WeChat each other saying, do you want to have a high tea? Do you want to have a cup of coffee? And then they leave their separate rooms, entering the living room, sitting on the couch, talk a little bit, have their coffee, and then separate to do their separate things. I think it's a very healthy marriage.
That sounds like a slightly more affordable version of an episode from The Crown about Queen Elizabeth II and her marriage. And I don't know what to make of that, actually, because I think there is... Yes, of course we say that distance... or is it distance that makes the heart grow fonder?
Yeah.
Or it could be many other things. But certainly here, I don't know if that distance is necessarily a great thing. Because just listening to that story, it just felt... It wasn't very heartfelt for me. Because I think I would want something that's more intimate. Mm. Or maybe I haven't been in a relationship long enough to understand the benefits of that. But certainly for so many couples out there that don't have two bedrooms, such a spacious home, what are some of the possibly problems or troubles that we experience in life that keeps the couple from speaking with each other?
Well, I think from my experience, I think what's important is you have to identify the problem first. I mean, for me, in my family, my wife and I, we don't talk. Yes, there are times when we don't talk. But it usually happens when both of us are working. We actually arranged the balcony in a way that we could sit back to back to each other and work on our different things. And then, so there are times when we are both working, so we don't talk. And there are also times when my wife or myself come back from work and feeling too exhausted. And then either one of us will spend time reading nonsense stuff on the social media. And that's we have to realize that's how we relax. And mm-hmm. And also the thing is, we have to be a strong, independent person in the first place to be able to maintain and manage a healthy relationship with another human being. And if you can't live an independent life to begin with, then more often than not, you have a stronger than healthy dependence on the other person. And that really is an unbearable burden in the long term. So first of all, you have to identify the problem. Do you guys, is not talking a problem between the both of you, or that's just a fact of life? Some people just enjoy a little me time. So the problem is sometimes when people are too stressed out at work, then they do need some me time to be alone for a while.
Yes, and unlike Ryan Price, not everybody's life is a musical. It's not always bright and shiny. Birds are not always singing. So it is possible that when entered a marriage, you are facing the problem of poor communication, poorer than before. You're not that passionate anymore. You might meet the problem of money. What money could be an issue, mm-hmm. and maybe issue with children. You guys have different mentality of how to raise the kid. Yeah. And also it's possible that it's work related. You are not in a particularly good mood that day. Maybe it's a trust problem. Maybe it's another party's family related problems. All that problems can happen. Sometimes you just need to take a minute, stop for a minute, and think about what you really want in a marriage. Do you really want life to be like this? If you can aware what kind of life you want, you can fix it.
Yeah, well, certainly having that conviction and commitment, I think, could be the success of a marriage. Yes, and for people like myself that's not married, I think it's sometimes also just, maybe I'm thinking too much into it, and then it just keeps you from the gates of a marriage, because this could be a symptom or something that is not so great from doing this job. That is, I tend to super analyze a lot of things. I tend to try to analyze, make sense of a lot of things, and having this kind of attitude, actually, I don't always think is the best way to look at marriage, relationships, and stuff. But one thing I know from Roundtable, that is, communication is important. And communication could be the best lubrication in many circumstances.